standing in front of an inflatable gas tank displaying a price of $3.65 per gallon, Americans for Prosperity President Tim Phillips placed the blame for high gas prices on President Obama.
And so this is definitely not just a sharp spike caused by a market fluctuation. This is happening in part because we have an administration that is trying to slap regulations, red tape, and don't take my word for it. You can take their word for it. I mean, President Obama said, you know, hey, look, we under our plans, electricity prices will, quote, necessarily skyrocket. You probably remember that quote.
Americans for Prosperity's website calls on supporters to send Obama an $8.6 million bill. That's how much money they say Obama's regulations are costing drivers over the next 12 months at the pump. The highest price on record occurred in July of 2008, before Obama was even elected. But Americans for Prosperity State Director Slade O'Brien said the Obama administration isn't just suffering from market setbacks. They are actively increasing the country's dependence on foreign oil.
And in the past, those are true. I mean, we've had lots of gas spikes for lots of various different reasons. But you have an administration right now that sort of points out the fact that, well, there's trouble in the Middle East. Well, there's been trouble in the Middle East for about 3,000 years. You know, what we have today is an administration who, because of their green leanings and because of their pushing for alternative energies, which, by the way, we're all in support of, they are trying to artificially make that work better for them. And by doing that, they're passing certain EPA regulations that make it more difficult to drill and more difficult to refine. They're holding up permits for leases, and they're encouraging people to drill elsewhere rather than here.
He even went so far as to say President Obama and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu want higher oil prices.
Well, you have an energy secretary who has basically said that Chow wants gas prices in the United States to be equal to those of Europe. Well, in Europe they pay $8 or $9 a gallon. Okay, that's pretty heavy. If you're in Europe, you know, you can drive from Germany to France to, you can go multiple countries, and here you can't get out of the state, you know. So our society is much more of a mobile society from a standpoint of automobile transport than alternative means of transport. So that really affects people every single day. And it just doesn't work. And we've got the oil here. We do not need to be dependent on foreign oil. We've got enough energy supplies and resources in this country to essentially be self-sufficient.
O'Brien was referring to statements made by Chu in March, when he said he was developing methods to take the pain out of high gas prices, but that the price of gasoline over the long haul should be expected to go up because of supply and demand. But in an interview with WMNF's Rob Lori, Tyson Slocum of the advocacy group Public Citizen said oil prices wouldn't be affected by an increase in drilling.
The prices of gasoline and crude oil are mainly made by speculators in Wall Street and around the world betting on that price. And the United States does not possess adequate reserves to influence those speculators.
Slocum said that supporters of offshore drilling are grasping at straws in their assertion that more drilling will mean lower prices at the pump.
In terms of global supply and demand that influence prices and imports, it's insignificant, and so this is a straw man that some people put up to say all of our solutions can be solved if we just drill and extract American energy in America, and that's just false.
But Sarasota Tea Party member Joel Strom didn't think that was enough. He said if there's drilling in the U.S., this country would determine the price regardless of what the world market says. He also believes there is more than enough oil in the United States to sustain our fuel needs.
No, and it should be stopped from going into the global market. What we drill here comes to our people first. We import oil, okay? We wouldn't have to import oil and let the global people take their oil and they know what to do with it. We'll drill here for ourselves. There's plenty of oil.
Many of Obama's regulations that are barring companies from drilling without limits were implemented following the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity, said many regulations have nothing to do with that event. He claims the spill was an excuse for the current administration to further their agenda to expand renewable energy.
There's pretty aggressive efforts to stop the Alaskan oil from being exported, and that's on the continent. That's actually on, not offshore. It's on land. The ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, is actually on the land. It's not out in the ocean at all. So there's no offshore danger at all there.
The organizers came with enough barbecue to feed at least twice as many people that showed up, but said they would not let a small turnout deter their goal to encourage voters to support a conservative, pro-drilling candidate in 2012. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Sarasota.